Welcome back to Horizons.
O God, our Father, we thank you for giving us Carlo, a model of life for young people and a message of love for all. You made him fall in love with your son Jesus, making the Eucharist his highway to heaven. You gave him Mary as a beloved mother, and you made him through the rosary a cantor of Mary's tenderness. Receive his prayer for us. Look above all upon the poor, whom he loved and assisted. Grant me too, through his intercession, the grace that I need, and make our joy full, raising Carlo among the saints of your church, so that his smile shines again for us, to the glory of your name. Amen.
Thank you, Bishop Ray. And now, Mary O'Shea. Welcome to Horizons. You've come all the way down from Kenmare to talk to me today. So what are you here to talk about?
I want to talk about the Life in the Spirit seminar, which is being held in Kenmare. And next weekend, it'll be in Templenoe Church. Pope Francis has requested that each parish should have a Life in the Spirit seminar to lead as many as possible into an intimate experience of a personal love of God. 8 years ago, our parish priest, Father Tom Crean, established a Life in the Spirit prayer group in the parish to prepare for the Life in the Spirit seminar. These seminars have been held in the world for the last 50 years. The Life in the Spirit seminar is facilitated by Mir Ministries. They're a fellowship of committed Catholic Christians who desire to lead as many people as possible into an experience of the personal love of God and an intimate relationship with him, and bring the liberation and healing won by Jesus on the cross to his people. Pat and Noreen Buckley had a prayer group in their home for 20 years before discerning to go out into the community. Mir Ministries offer the seminars to whoever invites them with the permission of the parish priest. Praise and worship is part of the Life in the Spirit seminar.
You know, so it was Father Tom Crean who came up with this.
It is.
And it's Mir Ministries who run it.
It is. The parish priest, Tom Crean, established the Life in the Spirit prayer group. And then that's been going on for the last 8 years. And these seminars have been going on the world for 50 years. It's not a new thing.
Mary, you have a quote from the scriptures, I understand.
God lives in the praises of his people. This opens up to the Holy Spirit. Mir Ministry Music Group is a group of people who play music and lead the singing. The next 3 Life in the Spirit seminars will be held in Holy Cross Church, Kenmare, on Friday nights at 8 p.m. from the 29th of November to the 13th of December.
Okay, so the next one is on in the Holy Cross Church, Kenmare?
That's correct.
I understand that each family that attends will be given a booklet?
Yes, that's true. The booklet is called Finding New Life in the Spirit. There is a short section with a different topic to accompany each week, which can be read at home, a bit like homework. And includes short scripture readings as well.
I understand that because there's a lot of singing going on at these seminars, that it's a bit of a sing-song. It sounds like it's a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun. It is a lot of fun. We actually start off with the parish priest introduced the first one, the first two of them. And then we say the rosary. And then the singing starts. So there are 7 or 8 people with lots of musical instruments. They are very talented. They play the music in the background. And then they lead the singing as well. So the atmosphere is very, very lively at the start, with the purpose of, you know, bringing up our own spirits, and so that we kind of tune into the life and the spirit, the life of the Holy Spirit as well. But then as it continues, there are testimonies and talks and that. So it isn't all music. The music comes in for maybe 10, 15 minutes at the start. And then it's discussing then what the Life in the Spirit is. And it is very entertaining in a way, but the songs are Christian and they are on the point of the Holy Spirit and all that. They are on the topic of the Life in the Spirit seminar. And it just gives everyone a lift. But then when the music stops, then that's it. You know, then it goes into the rest of the Life in the Spirit seminar then.
I understand your two local parish priests are Father George Hayes and Father Sean Murphy.
Yes, our parish priest is Father George Hayes, and our newly ordained priest is Father Sean Murphy. And they've been very helpful with all this, and any way they can help us, they have.
I saw Father Sean Murphy. There was a choir event at the St. Brendan's Pastoral Centre where we're practicing the new hymns for the Mission 2025. So we had a keyboard player and a singer and a flutist, someone was playing flute. And Father Sean Murphy was there as well. So he seems to go around to the singing events.
He's a beautiful singing voice. And he's actually an organist as well.
Oh, wow.
And we're blessed in Kinmare because both Father George Hayes and Father Sean Murphy are amazing singers. So it's we're blessed to have that level of talent. And they sing a lot at Mass, especially the weekend Masses. And we have a very good choir as well.
That's fantastic.
And Father George and Father Sean, as I said, they sing, and their Father Sean Murphy now will do some more. He'll sing with the choir as well. You know, it's getting ready for Christmas, and I think they have training sessions going on at the moment. So
it's fantastic to have the musical talent, isn't it? I don't have any myself, but it would be nice to have it.
It would. It's a blessing. The first two sessions were held in Holy Cross Church, Kinmare. It was well attended and we got positive feedback. We invite everyone to come to the Life in the Spirit Seminar, come to know the personal love of the Lord more deeply through an uplifting series of talks, prayers and togetherness.
So the next one is on at 8 p.m. will be in Holy Cross Church, Kinmare.
Correct. And they finish up on the 13th of December.
So you'll be packing it in 12 days before Christmas.
Yes.
Week and a half, to leave you time to do your shopping.
Exactly. After the Life in the Spirit seminar is finished, there's tea and coffee and light refreshments after that for anyone. So we get a chance to have a chat and meet up. And some people are travelling quite a distance. So it's, you know, it's nice to meet other people, and it's a community effort. So it's nice to be part of the community.
Yeah, that's great. One thing I think people really like is a bit of a sing-song and then afterwards a cuppa and a chat.
I think so, yeah. I think it has that format. It has. It has. The bit of a sing-song is at the very start, and then you have the part that the message is there then, and then the tea is afterwards, and that's it, and the chat.
Very good. Mary O'Shea, thank you very much for speaking to me this morning.
It was a pleasure.
Christ the King by the Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir.
We thank you for that grace that has saved you, that's rescued you. Could you put your hands together with us? Trust in you, Christ the King, everything to you. Oh, Christ the King, better my everything. I give my life to you, Christ the King.
Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie, or if you're feeling fancy, you can send me a WhatsApp voice note. Maybe I'll play it on the show. No promises, though. My new number is on the contact page of the Diocesan website. Thank you to the production team, in particular, Gráinne Quirk. Just a Thought for the coming week is by David Buttimer. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week. Thank you.